Gibson Companies, this is Judy.
Yes, hello, my name is Shay, returning your call from customer support. May I please have the zip code so I can locate the account?
Yes, it is 84015.
First and last name?
Roy, R-O-Y, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N.
Okay, so can you spell out that last night for me again? Is it G-I-B?
G-I-B, as in boy, S-O-N.
Can you verify that shipping address for me?
Yes, 2181 West, 800 North, West Point, Utah, 84015.
Okay, give me one moment. I'll pull up a different account, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, you said Roy Gibson.
Yes.
Can't verify customer's email address?
I don't know what he used. I know ours is Gibson Gold Real Estate and Properties, but I don't know which one he used.
Okay.
He may have used his personal one, but I don't know that one right off the top of my head.
Okay, and that's not him either. I'm not finding an account with that name.
Okay, because he was charged $7.95 on the 11th of November, and then $54.95 on the 16th of November. So he's trying to find out.
Okay, may I have those that zip code again?
Sure, 84015.
You said on the 13th and on the?
On the 11th and on the 13th.
Let's see, Patrick Buck. 13. Okay, so the only other way that I can probably find an account is if I had the first 6 digits and the last 4 of the card number that's being charged.
Oh. All right. I doubt if I have that because he probably used his personal card. So you need the first 4 digits of.
No, man, the first 6 and the last 4.
Okay. Last 4 digits of the card. Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I don't have that. I don't know which one he's. Well, actually, no, I do. 2549 should be what it came through as on our bank.
The first 6?
Oh, the first 6 of the card? Okay, yeah. Hang on.
I need the first 6 and the last 4.
Okay, let's see here. Hang on then. And so it would be. Okay. All right. 4868 71. And the last
4868 71. Yes, ma'am. The last 4.
Okay. 5498.
Okay, yes, ma'am. This car isn't even coming up saying that it's being charged. What I advise is like to call your bank institution and get a number from them associated with the charges that's being charged, because we don't have an account. This is under another name or something. That's not it.
No. He put it under his name, unless he put it under Gibson Gold Investment. Gibson Gold.
Gold.
And then investment. Uh-huh. All one word, Gibson Gold.
Yes, ma'am. There's no account coming up with that name on it.
Okay. Maybe he got through and then went ahead and canceled it. Yeah, because that's what we were trying to do when I called in earlier today. So, okay. Then what I'll go ahead and do is I'll call him and find out what he did. If he's got a hold of it, then I won't worry about it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.